Maggie! How's it going, sir? Long time no see.
Lee, listen, I'm about to get off a train.
Aye, back in the motherland of here. Things no work out for you in London.
Who told you that? The lease was up on my flat, that's all. Anyway, look,
you
I better...
You fancy a pint? I'm through in Edinburgh myself nowadays.
Aye? You're not working at the station in Dundee anymore?
Nah, mate, we had a part of the ways. Here, if you're just getting off the train, fire up to George Street. I'm in the Witherspoons. I'll get you a pint.
Just a quick one then. Can you not at least head down to the pub at the station? I'm going to need a taxi soon.
I would, but I've just ordered my tea.
Alright. Give me 10 then. Get the pints in.
Can't, mate. It's busy in here. If I leave the table, someone will steal it. I'll give you the money, but you'll need to go up and get it yourself.
So this new station controller, an English bastard like, he pulls me into the office one day and tells me he's giving the breakfast show to the lassie who makes my fucking coffee. Says they're trying to connect with a younger audience. I said to him, you're lucky I don't try and connect my fit with your ass.
So they just fired you?
Well, no. Not at that point anyway. He gave me the graveyard shift, 9 till midnight. Who the fuck listens to the radio at that time?
I'm surprised anyone listens to it at all, if I'm being honest.
Anyway, I was the only cunt in the building most nights. Even the cleaner didn't work as shite hours as me.
Still, it's hardly a 12-hour shift down the pit, is it?
Humiliating is what it is, Doogie. I used to broadcast to millions when I was at the BBC.
So what did you do?
Well, I had to make it bearable, eh? I mean, there's only so many times you can play Get Lucky by Daft Punk and claim it's still a great-sounding tune.
I thought you'd been churning out that sort of chat for the past 20 years.
I started taking a wee pick-me-up about an hour into my shift. Just to see me through a lousing time, like.
This'll end well, then.
The English bastard must have been working late. Sneaky cunt never said a word about it through the day, either. So, I just queued up and introduced Maroon 5, and as the on-air light went off, the fucking door opens. I'm sitting there with a huge line racked up on the mixing desk, and a rolled up 20 in my hand.
At least you weren't caught in the act or anything.
Anyway, you can imagine how it panned out from there. He said they wouldn't get the police involved, bad PR and all that. Said he'd give me a reference too. A fucking reference. When have I ever needed a reference to get a gig, Doogie?
So you've got a new job then?
Nah, mate. Through choice, like. I've turned to entrepreneurism. I'm serious.
Well, I'd love to hear all about it, but I need to shoot off. I said I'd meet that boy for my flat keys at 6:30.
I'll give you a lift.
How many have you had? And I thought you lost your licence.
Just a couple. Got it back a while ago. You want one for the road?
No, I've no got time. I'll get a taxi, like. You stay here.
Fuck taxis, mate, Robin cunts. Let me get a quick pish and I'll meet you out the front.
So you're dying to tell me about this new business of yours?
Aye.
I must admit, I'd be utterly amazed if it was something legal.
Yeah, well, sorry to disappoint you, but it's all completely above board. I'm launching a podcast.
A podcast? That's hardly a business, is it?
How no?
Who's going to pay you to make a podcast?
Well, nobody's going to pay me, but there's a lot of income streams you can build around a podcast.
Really? I thought it was all fat yanks in Star Trek t-shirts talking about shite films.
That's an outdated view of podcasting, Doogie. Have you not heard of Serial?
Heard of it, aye. Never listened to it, though. It's not really my thing.
The Black Tapes?
Like I say, not really my thing. Podcasts, like. I prefer listening to music.
Well, you're missing out. The Black Tapes is like an investigation of the paranormal. It got me thinking, there's a real market for something like that in Scotland.
So you're basically ripping someone else's podcast off. That's your new business.
They don't own this space, do they? The paranormal investigation thing is hundreds of years old. I'll just put my own spin on it.
Well, good luck with it all. I think this is up here, on the left.
Nice street.
I can't tell if that was sarcasm or not. Anyway, cheers. I appreciate the lift.
Anytime, man. Up for a pint in the morn?
I've got a few things to sort out with the flat, and I need to see this lassie about some bar work. Give me a couple of days.
Bar work, eh?
Well, I need to pay the rent. It's a short-term measure.
I'm looking for a production assistant, you know.
Aye, and I said I need to pay the rent. That means a real job, with wages.
I'll see what I can do.
I'm sure you will. Hello?
Dougie, are you out and about at the moment?
Aye, how?
Can you meet me in the cafe next to the station? A wee opportunity's come up.
An opportunity for who?
For us.
Right, is it an outlandish, legally questionable proposal with little prospect of immediate financial reward?
I suppose it is, but still.
Alright, well, I've nothing better to do. Give me 5 minutes.
You've not heard about it on the news?
I don't watch the news. What exactly happened?
Well, there's all those roadworks up at Blackfriars, eh?
Aye.
Putting in new drains or something. Anyway, they've all been pulled off the job, dug into some ancient vault deep under the street, apparently.
Okay.
They're waiting for some historian cunt from the university to get back from London tonight. They'll be taking a look down the vault tomorrow. So we beat them to it. We head into the vaults tonight, get a look around, get the first pictures of the place.
Why?
It's the ideal opportunity to launch my new podcast, The Terror Files.
You're going to need a better name than that, for starters. And why do you need me? Why don't you just go down there yourself?
I'll be busy recording the podcast, describing what I'm seeing, maybe make up a wee bit where I think I've seen a ghost or something. A bit like that Most Haunted on telly.
Sounds like you've got it covered on your own then.
Well, I need you to take some pictures and that. Get some of me looking around down there, analysing stuff with a serious expression on my face.
What for? It's a podcast. Is it not all audio?
Aye, but for the website. I can use this to get folk to find the show. That's how we'll make our money.
I like how you use the term we. What makes you think I want anything to do with this?
What else would you be doing? Come on, Dougie, you can't get a job pulling pints for pish jakeys. You're a musician, a creative cunt. What do you want to do with your life?
I need to pay the rent, for starters.
Well, look, I can give you 20 quid for a night's work. A couple of hours, that's a tenner an hour. You've not found a bar job already, have you?
No, I've got a few people to call, though.
Call them, then. But give me a hand tonight, mate. Honestly, I'd really appreciate it.
20 quid then. And you can buy me my tea tomorrow too.
Done.
Right. Well, I'll get back to it then.
Magic. Right, let's say 11:30 tonight then. Meet me on the Cowgate, just round the corner from Blackfriars.
11:30?
The later the better. We didn't want to get caught, eh?
I suppose. See you at 11:30 then. One more thing though, Lee.
Aye?
You're not really going to call your podcast The Terror Files, are you?